at the head of any decision-making table that determines the future of Haiti. Haitians should rebuild in Haiti, not the IMF or the World Bank. The United Nations, and not corporations from the U.S., France, and Canada, who have already done enough to plunder Haiti, should be rebuilding. Aristide must be allowed to return to Haiti immediately to rebuild with his people. The people want Aristide. They need Aristide, not Barack Obama's military. The people need food and water and medicine now, not troops, not racist news reporters.
All right.
The people need to stop having their children shot down by the police, not showy displays of charity from the president and from Hollywood celebrities like Wyclef Jean, who have supported the occupation of Haiti from day one. And so we echo the call, we echo the voice of Levinsky Pierre Antoine when we say that the United States must stop interfering with Haiti once and for all. And so now I'm going to ask Robert Ross up here. Now we're going to have Robert Ross, one of the co-founders of Haiti Action Committee, come and talk about what true solidarity with the people of Haiti looks like.
Hello, thank you very much for coming out on this rainy day. I'm sure there'll be many more people here by the time we start to march and get our message across to people in San Francisco. I just want to say that I just heard on the radio that they've convened a major donors conference, aid conference about Haiti, and they just had it, I think, in Montreal, headed by the United States, Canada, and France. And those are the same countries that orchestrated the coup that overthrew the democratically elected president of Haiti, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Those are the same forces, along with the United Nations, that have banned La Balasse, the major political party in Haiti, from participating in the coming elections in Haiti. Those are the same forces who, over the last 6 years, instead of building health clinics, instead of building roads, instead of providing the infrastructure to help people during the yearly hurricanes that hit Haiti, these are the same countries, the same groups that have lined the pockets of Haiti's elite, and that have kept most Haitians in desperate poverty. When we look at the question of aid, we have to look at politics. Haiti is now awash in money, and yet the aid has not reached the people of Haiti. There were reports early on, this is 12 days now, I think, into the earthquake and its aftermath in Haiti. There were reports from Partners in Health early on, after the earthquake, that 20,000 people a day were dying in Haiti who had been taken out of the rubble by other Haitians who had been saved from the earthquake but were dying because of lack of medical supplies, lack of care. And while the United States was mounting a military operation aimed at securing Haiti in order to so-called give it aid, there were Cuban doctors in Haiti without any guns, without any military near them, who were providing relief from day one. There were solidarity activists and workers who were working with communities in Haiti to provide relief while the United States was turning away Doctors Without Borders from the airport and rerouting them to the Dominican Republic because they were only using the airport for military operations. In that one day that Doctors Without Borders had to reroute itself and come in from the Dominican, 20,000 Haitians died. And when we think of Haiti, we have to think of Katrina. We have to think of the racialized images right now of Haitians. When we hear the word Haitian and then we hear the word scavenger, we have to have the same reaction that we did when they portrayed black people. during Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans as people who were robbing when they were getting food for their families to survive. That's the images of Haiti, and what it does is it justifies a military response on the part of the United States. Hillary Clinton went to Haiti during the earthquake, and the first thing she said was, we can now re-envision Haiti. We can look at every block and see how we will rebuild it. Their plans are to create a tourist trap in Haiti for the rich and a sweatshop for the poor. That's their plans. When they have their donors conference in Montreal, that's what they're planning, just like they planned the evacuation of black people from New Orleans, and they made a plan to refuse to let them back in. We have to understand that solidarity means solidarity with the grassroots in Haiti. It means solidarity with the people. It does not mean the Red Cross. It does not mean charity. It does not mean paternalism. It means respect for Haiti's sovereignty, respect for the democratic movement in Haiti, respect for the people of Haiti, and a demand of the people of Haiti that their president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the leader of the democratic movement, the symbol of hope for Haiti, be returned in this moment of grief, despair, and rebuilding in Haiti. Thank you very much for your solidarity. I hope that you will keep coming out. And if you're donating to Haiti, please donate to the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund, which is providing funds on the ground to people in Haiti. And I'll just give you one example of that. Yesterday we had a request for 3,000 tarps, 300 tarps, worth about $2,500 in a neighborhood in Port-au-Prince where people were sleeping outside. This is yesterday. No aid had gotten to them. None at all. And that's the fact in Cité Soleil. It's the fact in the poorest communities of Haiti. And we have to make sure that our efforts go to the people and not to a project to reconstruct Haiti in the image of the United States. Thank you so much.
Making a second call for Mr. Pierre Lebossier, the Haiti Action Committee. We need you up here. And while we're waiting for Pierre, it's going to be us out here, who have to demand accountability from the Obama administration. Obama's pledge of $100 million is a disgrace. His appointment of Clinton and Bush to fundraise is hypocrisy. Since 2000, George Bush has been blocking millions of dollars in humanitarian aid from getting to Haiti. For over 100 years, U.S. banks have been lining their pockets with tens of billions of dollars in loans and fees that Haiti has been forced to repay. If Obama wants to see true solidarity toward the people of Haiti, he ought to look to the Palestinian children in refugee camps in Gaza who have turned away money that was meant for them and given it to the people of Haiti. He ought to look to the prisoners of this country who are putting their own money together and collecting canned food to send to Haiti. It's going to be us who has to demand accountability, because they're not going to do it on their own. And so next, we're going to have Mr. Pierre Lebossier come up and speak. And he's on the phone right now with clearly a priority situation. And so I think we'll invite Dave Walsh up again to talk about the other solidarity actions that are taking place across the country. True solidarity with the people of Haiti. Dave.
You know, today and this week, there are activities, actions for Haiti in 24 cities and communities around the country and in other countries. In New York City, on Friday, the Haitian community is going to march from the federal building in Brooklyn across the Brooklyn Bridge to the federal building in New York. There, slogan of that march is "Stand with Haiti," and this is the slogan of the 24 mobilizations that are happening. Stand with Haiti. For us in the Haiti Action Committee, that means demilitarizing the aid process. As this slogan says, respect Haiti. Aid not troops. Return President Aristide. In Montreal today, they were talking about the Donors Conference. Well, the Canada Haiti Action Network has mounted a big demonstration outside that, pointing out that the organizers of this Donors Conference, the U.S., Hillary Clinton, France, and Canada, were the same three countries that pulled off the coup d'etat in 2004, that kidnapped President Aristide, and flew him on a U.S. military plane across the Atlantic to Africa, to exile. And he's still today in exile in Africa.
Oh, you see it?
No, I didn't go there.
Yeah.
The president of the country.
The whole speech. Oh, okay.
The president of the country kidnapped in the middle of the night by United States Special Forces, and he and his wife, the First Lady of Haiti, were hustled out of the plane and flown across the Atlantic. They didn't even know where they were going. Now, other places that are demonstrating include the tiny town of Joseph, Oregon. I'm not even sure where Joseph, Oregon is, or whether they have a store in Joseph, Oregon, but they're going to have a vigil there on Wednesday. There are several cities, New York, Philadelphia, and Buffalo, New York, that are having demonstrations on Wednesday, targeting both Haiti and Honduras. Because on Wednesday, just as they have tried to block and have blocked the majority party in Haiti, the La Valette party, is saying they can't participate in the elections. No wonder when the La Valette party doesn't participate in elections, the Haitian people stay away in droves. 5 or 6% is all they can get. Well, the United States did the same thing. They orchestrated a coup in Honduras. And again, they had phony elections in which the people's candidates were not allowed to participate. And on Wednesday, the phony president, Porfirio Lobo, was supposed to be inaugurated. So these demonstrations in Philadelphia, New York, and Buffalo, New York on Wednesday are going to point out the similarity between the two coups in Haiti and Honduras and the denial of democracy, the squashing of democracy by the United States in both countries. The United States, which holds itself up as the beacon of democracy. All right. I'm going to turn this back over to Pierre Labossière from the Haiti Action Committee.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being here today. I know the weather is not cooperating with us. It's a little bit cold, and we might get rained on, but thank God it's not raining right now. I was on the KPFA Flashpoints, was covering this and the demonstration. They had Kevin Pina on, and he was... Kevin Pina was on, and he was describing what was going on the ground in Haiti. So what I've just heard is that United Nations troops have fired rubber bullets against the people of Haiti. And basically, this is so symbolic of what they've been doing all along. This is a war against the people. Today, I heard from many, many people, many of our brothers and sisters in different parts of Port-au-Prince, and they were telling me that food is not being distributed. Food is not being distributed. Basically, it's some photo ops that are taking place, but really the majority of the people haven't had food, water, and medical supplies being distributed.
Because of American blockade!
The people are doing it on their own. Now, I know times are hard here in the U.S., and I've had so many people come up to me and give me $5, $10, $20, $2, and say, brother, my heart goes out to the brothers and sisters in Haiti. We want to help. I'm so sorry. That's all I can can afford. And you know, this is the kind of stuff that really touches your heart. It's not, some people can afford to give $1 million because it's not a sacrifice. I mean, I don't diminish what they do, and I thank them so much. But when someone has 50 cents and that's their last, and they said, look, share it with the brothers and sisters in Haiti. This is love, really, from their heart to our brothers and sisters in Haiti. And to see that these funds have bought medicine, water, and food that have been brought to the Port-au-Prince airport, and those are not being distributed to the people of Haiti. They keep coming up with excuses saying that the roads, the streets are blocked, but it's a lie because we see the reporters going everywhere. They've shown us that. Many of the reporters have been angry, have been outraged to see how these medicines are not being distributed to the doctors who need them. The water is not being taken to the people who are thirsty. The food is not being taken to the people who are hungry. Yet and still they have a nerve to call a woman who was getting candles a looter. You know, now imagine that. After an earthquake, no electricity, the people are sleeping on the streets. Most of the homes have been destroyed. People are afraid to sleep indoors because whatever homes didn't get destroyed, it's so cracked that there continue to be a number of aftershocks. So people are getting candles to light, you know, to have some light. And yet they call them looters. Many times people are going in the stores. These are stores that have been damaged. The food is in there. The people don't have food. They don't have water. They get the food. They are calling them looters. Man, they should be with all that money that they are getting from us, our hard-earned money. The money we sacrificed so hard, and we are sending so much love to the people of Haiti. They need to take that money and go to the store owners and say, here, how much is your inventory? Let the people have it. Let the people have the food. Let the people have the water. Let the people have the medicine. That's what needs to happen. Only we, the people here, can change this. We need to flood the White House with calls of protest and outrage. We need to call Senator Feinstein's office, Senator Boxer. We need to call Barbara Lee, Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, and all the congressional representatives. We need to call on our mayors. We need to call on the council members to pass resolutions, to protest this thing, to demand that the water and the food and the medicine be given to the people of Haiti. And we need to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters. We're opposed to the militarization of the country. Haiti needs people to come and help them rebuild. Haiti welcomes each and every one of us to come and help us rebuild the country. To come not with bullets, but to come with love and our strength and our solidarity to make a change. That's what we need.
Justice so, for all!
That's
not
what.
Not just fucking Americans!
So brothers and sisters, I want to thank you all so much, because in this community, in the San Francisco Bay Area, we've had so many who have given so much, so many people who have been in so much solidarity, have shown so much love to the people of Haiti, that the brothers and sisters in Haiti, when I tell them, when I give them the list or the partial list of what I've witnessed, they are so overcome. They say, please, we can't thank them enough. They look at you and they say, thank you, brothers and sisters. However, the forces that have always been against anti-people, if we remember Katrina, New Orleans, right? New Orleans are in the aftermath of Katrina. This is the exact same thing that's going on in Haiti. And we need to stand, as we stood with our brothers and sisters in New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast, let's stand against let's stand with the people of Haiti in opposition to this monster, in opposition to this outrageous behavior that puts profits before people. We believe in people, we believe in each other. Thank you very much. Let's stand strong. Haiti is a rich country, despite what they say, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. They are hiding from us the fact that Haiti, like every land throughout the world, has mineral resources. Haiti has gold. It has copper, silver, uranium. There is oil in Haiti. See, many times they don't tell you that stuff. There are forces that are trying to get this. And that's what the whole turmoil has been about. Many people are trying to get access to our mineral resources. Also, people are trying to use our brothers and sisters as beasts of burden, as cheap labor. So when they close a factory here, they can go to Haiti and open it and charge people and pay people starvation wages. That's what's going on. And when the people of Haiti are standing up and say, no, we won't tolerate that. We want to live as human beings. Down with slavery, down with slave wages. Brother Alcide stood up and said, no. Then that's what has occurred. There was a coup d'etat in 2004, which toppled him, and it's been an ongoing war against the people of Haiti. So please, I appeal to you, continue, stand in solidarity with us, stand with us as we struggle on, and the people of Haiti send their love and their support and their solidarity. Haiti is one more front in our struggle for social justice and equality and democracy. Thank you all. Long live the people of Haiti. Long live each other. Long live all of us. We are all Haiti, and Haiti is all of us. Thank you.
Continue to educate yourselves about Haiti as Haiti starts to fade from the headlines of the mainstream U.S. media. If you want to find out where you can give to an organization that's going to get money to the people on the ground who are doing the organizing in Haiti, please visit HaitiSolidarity.net. That's HaitiSolidarity.net or HaitiAction.net. And you can find out information. You can find out about the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund, people who are doing the real work in Haiti. And next we're going to invite Carlito from the Answer Coalition to come up. Thank you.
Whenever you put military into the any equation, you don't have aid. What you have is a military operation. There is reason for the U.S. to have a vendetta with Haiti. Haiti was the first black nation to win its independence in the early 1800s. It was exemplary in the anti-colonial struggles of not only this hemisphere, but Africa as well. It was exemplary to the struggle against chattel slavery inside the United States. It continued to have a ferment of revolution for the liberation of all of Latin America. There were Haitians who fought side by side with the armies of Simon Bolivar. There were Haitians who also fought in the Cuban Revolution. Haiti has always been a haven for revolutionary struggle. Now, if you want to send aid, it's very simple. We don't have to make this complicated. You give aid and solidarity. You don't send U.S. military troops. I am Puerto Rican, and in 1898, we were converted into an outright colony of the United States to this day. That is precisely what the U.S. wants to do with Haiti. It wants to reverse the clock and come to a return of the old colonial system. Just like in Puerto Rico, Puerto Ricans do not control, do not decide a damn thing when it comes to the economic and social life of our country. This is the reality that they want to impose on the Haitian people. The previous speaker said that we in this country have to play a decisive role. And how true that is. We have to weaken the power of those bastards in Washington, D.C., who not only aim to colonize the Haitian people, but also aim to colonize as all of Latin America. It is no wonder they have a vile hatred for revolutionary Cuba and Venezuela, because those two countries are prepared for whatever military ventures the U.S. may have in mind.
Real talk, baby.
And now,
real talk.
We have to make clear that the Haitian people will be decisive in their struggle. The Haitian people will eventually rise up and throw the Yankees out by force. We make no qualm in the ANSA coalition, but the other side of the equation of militarism is people's struggle, is people's right to pick up arms and overthrow their foreign oppressors. And eventually the Haitian people will resort to that level of struggle. We in the United States have to weaken the oppressors right here at home. It is great when we come out in solidarity for the Haitian people and anyone being oppressed by the militarism of U.S. imperialism. But we also have Haiti's right here in the United States. They are called Bayview. They are called Harlem. They are called South Bronx. They are called Southside Chicago. Wherever in this country where you have people of color being brutalized by the police, being denied an education, that is also Haiti. The Haitian people have a commonality with working people right here in the United States. And carrying out our struggles right here, the struggles against police racist brutality, the struggles against unemployment, the struggles against the gentrification of our communities, that will also aid the Haitian struggle. Thank you. All power to the Haitian people. U.S. out of Haiti.
We're not going to be holding the march as originally planned, if I'm correct, and we'll have Dave back up here to lead us in a song or a chant. Is Haiti fading from the headlines? As the benefits start to end in the coming weeks, we have to remain vigilant towards Haiti. This has to be a wake-up call towards all of us in progressive organizations and progressive communities to no longer ignore Haiti, to no longer exclude Haiti from the conversation when we're talking about occupations by the United States, when we're talking about exploitation in Latin America. Haiti has to be in that conversation. And so again, please go to HaitiSolidarity.net or HaitiAction.net to keep informed about true information that's going down in Haiti as the weeks unfold, and to find out about meaningful ways that you can help to organize and stand in solidarity in your community. Dave.
Silas was bound in jail. Got no money to go there, babe. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
So please make sure that you're in contact with us so that you can get that information.